Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal uttering. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Kurtz Wiggins, and today we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 for our practice this morning. It's one of the day's mass readings, if you probably noticed that we do the day's mass readings in our work. And today we'll be in 1 Corinthians 2, verses 6 through 11. Yet we do not speak a wisdom to those who are mature, but not a wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. Rather, we speak God's wisdom, mysterious, hidden, which God predetermined before the ages for our glory, in which none of the rulers of this age knew. For if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and what has not entered the human heart, what God has prepared for those who love Him, this God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit scrutinizes everything, even the depths of God. Among human beings, who knows what pertains to a person except the spirit of the person that is within? Similarly, no one knows what pertains to God except the Spirit of God. So 1 Corinthians 2 verses 6 through 11 presents a profound insight into the nature of divine wisdom and the role of the Holy Spirit in understanding spiritual truths. The Apostle Paul contrasts worldly wisdom with the wisdom that comes from God, emphasizing that true enlightenment is not attainable through human intellect alone. He writes, "Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age, who are doomed to pass away." Here, Paul highlights that God's wisdom is a mystery, hidden from those who rely solely on their understanding. The Spirit reveals these truths to believers, teaching us about the depths of God. This is crucial as it reminds us that we should not lean on our own understanding, but seek revelation through the Holy Spirit. Verses 10 through 11 reinforce the message, "For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God." The Holy Spirit knows that the very heart of God and is essential in our quest for spiritual understanding. As we navigate life's challenges and seek to grow in our faith, let us call upon the Holy Spirit, inviting Him to guide us into all truth. It is through the Spirit that we can discern what is of God and align our lives with His will. In a world filled with competing voices and ideas, let us remember that the Spirit equips us with wisdom beyond human comprehension. So, dear friends, let us earnestly seek the Holy Spirit, for in Him we find the understanding that transforms our hearts and minds, allowing us to grasp the profound mysteries of our faith. Amen. Let us call on the Spirit now as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. Come, Spirit, come. The Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath, And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany always are constant each day. And today is a novena, day 9. As we conclude our novena for the love of James. James, we continue our prayers for you on a daily basis. As we enter the prison today and talk to our friends in blue, give them some love and understanding and some true presence of Jesus Christ. And we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. By his precious blood do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from 1 Corinthians 2. It's verses 6 through 11. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stanza strong. It's titled, God Predetermined Before the Ages for Our Glory. In realms of wisdom deep and grand, where mortal minds cannot withstand, a mystery unfolds with gentle grace. God's hidden truths time cannot erase. Not wisdom of ages, nor earthly decree, but the Spirit's whispers setting us free. For what eye has seen or hear has heard, the depths of his love in silence stirred. In hearts of the humble, light shall ignite for those who seek truth in day and in night. The mind of the Lord, a treasured divine, reveals hidden paths where the righteous align. The secrets of ages through Spirit's decree are poured into lives with great clarity. In quiet communion where silence entwines, the thoughts of the Father in his children shines. What man knows the ways of his own heart's beat? Yet the Spirit of God makes our understanding sweet. He searches the depths, both hidden and bright, illuminating shadows, bringing forth light. So let us receive with hearts open wide the wisdom of heaven where mysteries hide. For we have the mind of Christ to impart, revealing his truth, transforming the heart. In the tapestries woven through love's pure design, we bask in his presence, in faith we align. For not by our merit, nor wisdom untrue, but the Spirit's leading, we find what is new. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's February 15th, 2026. It is my son's 38th birthday today. My oldest son, Jeffrey. I'm oldest son, Alan Thomas, actually. Alan Thomas. Oh, Lord, I love you so much, son. I wish you would come around and come back home. We miss you, my friend. God bless you, Alan, as we call out your name. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. It is Sunday. Get out and see your teachers, your preachers, those who are sharing the word of God with you. And remember that God predetermined before the ages for our glory. Amen. We close in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, James. See you tomorrow, my friend. God bless you, John. Peace be with you, brother.